I'm here today talking to Carolyn Smith and Nick Hicks about Audit Scotland's latest report, the Financial Overview of the NHS in Scotland in 2007-08. Carolyn, just starting with you, could you just tell us a bit about what this report's about?
Our report provides a summary of the financial performance of the NHS in Scotland during 2007-08, and also examines some of the financial challenges and risks facing the NHS in 2008-09 and beyond. We've also commented on the cost pressures within the NHS in Scotland during the last year, and we have looked at the NHS bodies' individual financial management and governance arrangements.
And can you just tell us a little bit about what you found?
We found that the NHS in Scotland spent over $10 billion during 2007-08, and all NHS bodies except for NHS Western Isles met all of their financial targets, where NHS Western Isles failed to meet one of its financial targets. During the year also, all NHS bodies were less reliant on non-recurring or one-off funding within 2007-08 than they were in previous years. The main cost pressures facing NHS bodies in 2007-08 were again pay modernisation, the rising cost of drugs and fuel and energy costs. Coupled with that, we've got continuing costs with reducing waiting times and for NHS bodies redesigning their services. Also for 2008-09, new cost pressures have been identified, and these include the cost of fully implementing the European Working Time Directive and the abolition of prescription charges. Over the next 3 years, NHS bodies will also receive reduced increases in their funding. At the same time, they're going to be required to make greater efficiency savings, which will increase from 1% of their budget to 2% of their budget. But despite those increases and cost pressures that they face, all of the NHS bodies, apart from NHS Western Isles, are predicting that they will break even in 2008-09.
Nick, just turning to you, I wonder if you could just explain a little bit about the importance of this to the public. Why should the public care about the state of the NHS finances?
Well, the issues we've highlighted in this report around financial performance, governance and management arrangements have a direct impact on the way in which the NHS provides efficient, effective and sustainable services for patients. So we've summarised the financial position of the NHS during the last year, and we've examined the financial challenges it's going to face in 2008-09 and beyond. So this will allow the public to see how well the NHS is managing its finances and to understand some of the pressures it's facing. We also hope that the report will enable the Scottish Parliament to hold NHS managers to account for their performance as well.
Carolyn gave a bit of an outline of some of the cost pressures that are going to be facing the NHS boards and the NHS in the next few years. Just wondering if you could expand a little bit there and sort of explain a little bit about what's going to be happening there.
Two of the main cost pressures that we have identified for 2008-09 onwards are the European Working Time Directive and the abolition of prescription charges. In the first one, the European Working Time Directive, this will be fully implemented from August 2009. And what that will mean is that junior doctors' maximum working week will be reduced from 58 hours to 48 hours. This may well have an impact on staff rotas and associated costs, such as the use of locum doctors in the NHS. In terms of the abolition of prescription charges, the government has agreed to fully fund that, but of course it may well have a financial impact on the NHS itself. Those two examples show some of the increasing cost pressures that are due to come about. That's all within the framework of, as Carolyn mentioned, smaller percentage increases in funding allocations over the next 3 years, whilst at the same time being required to make a larger efficiency saving.
Okay, well, Carolyn, just turning back to you, what would you like to see happen now?
What we'd like to see is for those NHS bodies that had good financial health in 2007-08 to continue and maintain that financial position, and for those that were struggling in the last year to continue to strive for improvement. We'd also like to see NHS bodies seeking to strengthen their financial management and governance arrangements, which we believe is particularly important given the current financial climate.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.